Carter is not somebody that can be ordered around.
Yo. Wagwan, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast State of Dancehall and Reggae Music. I'm your host, Mercenary. Big up on yourself. Thank everybody for listening. Tell a friend, and share with a friend. Tell them about the podcast. As a master, that's the only way the thing will grow. Yeah. So, one of the things I want to jump in real quick is the whole dancehall legend Bunty Killer speak out on the rumors that Ninja Man not getting any help in prison. As I say, Bunty Killer went on his Instagram and make a post, and Bunty Killer shared that Ninja Man is happy and good, as I say, and he is well taken care of. So people for stop spread rumors and all kind of negative thing, as a man say, well, I say Ninja Man in a prison and suffer and I'm not getting help on something. But take it, I say Ninja Man got a lot of musical kids and grandkids plus biological kids, as a man say. So Ninja Man is not in need of nothing. So people for stop spread rumor upon Ninja, as a man say, the godfather is good. Yeah, so now look at that something there, see me I say. Another thing I want to talk about is the whole lyrical confrontation between Jamil and Chronicla that end prematurely, see me I say, where Chronicla wave the white flag. See me I say, wave the white flag because the clash was, the lyrical confrontation was ended prematurely, in my opinion, and it could have lasted longer if Chronicla did keep on responding, but he stopped responding to Jamil after a while. And at the beginning, he said he was doing it for his fans, and his fans wanted to keep on going. So I don't get the reason for Chronicla to stop midway in the clash. It was a nice little thing still, because everybody lock up in a house, can't go nowhere, staying warm. So, you know, it was a nice little vibe, looking out every day for your new song from an artist, going back and forth, so, with a 24 hours, so. It was a good confrontation, but the main part is where more I'm jumping on now, is this part about it. I was watching on stage, and I see the interview being a man. I see Tony Mataran come out and speak. I also see Futa Hype come out and speak. Everybody was bashing the class, say it's not a good time. They were giving it a lot of negative feedback from some of the most outspoken people in dancehall music, as a matter. And in dancehall music, let's just say established artists, artists who are out there big. We have at least 500 artists right now who are out there big. We have them name. Anyway, going at the world, you can call those names and people know who those artists are without a doubt. And what I'm saying is, if two artists out of, say, 1,000 are having a lyrical confrontation, why can't 998 of those artists present something that is different from a lyrical confrontation? Because in my opinion, to each his own. Not everybody want to see the whole lyrical confrontation thing, but hey, there's still majority of people who want to see that. There's still a fan base for that. There's still people who love that. So what? Are they supposed to stop doing what people love? Because Beanie Man is going to say this. Winford Williams is going to also have his negative opinion as far as the clash go. Futa Hype and the old Tony Mataran. I don't understand the biasness with this all know dancehall fraternity, everybody is just very outspoken in a negative way about the Clash. Like, majority of them forgot how their career was built. Tony Matarang career was built on sound Clash. Beanie Man career was built on a lyrical confrontation. Winford Williams on stage, that the biggest interview he have on that on the on stage platform, are artists who are having lyrical confrontation against other artists. So I don't understand all negative feedback and all, you know, I don't understand it. And to me, the older folks is like they don't respect the new dancehall, what's happening now. You see what I say? They don't have any respect for these nowadays artists. It's just disrespect left, right, and center. See, they're showing a lot of these artists. And like the Futa Hype or the tournament, and when they go to parties, who song are they playing? I'm sure they're not playing the 90s. Even though the 90s is the best era in dancehall music, they're not playing those songs in parties. So you guys are playing what's at now. And if you guys not playing that, then you ain't getting no book for no party. So I don't understand why they bashing. I see Futa Hype saying these nowadays artists, they ain't good, they just shining some negative lights on these artists. And a lot of these artists right now are putting out crap, but the Massacre, the Chronicler, the Jamil, Alkaline, he fall off a little bit still, but hey, Alkaline is still good. He was still a good artist. Why did he last, you know? You have the old Squash Daddy one, Quadadan, Jeffress, Dexter Dubs, Massacre. These artists are good artists who are putting out good quality music. So I don't understand the whole bashing of the new age dancehall artists. Now let's jump to this. I see Beanie Man doing an interview, and Beanie Man called Daddy One a rapper and say the six DJs are not dancehall artists. Now tell me, now who is Beanie Man in dancehall? Is he become the new dancehall police? Is he trying to hold on to relevancy? Why he's holding on to this old kingship when it comes to Vice Cartel calling themselves king? Trying to disrespect the six. Is man say what who's Beanie Man? No, that's what I'm trying to find out. Because growing up, Beanie Man was my favorite dancer artist. No, there's nothing nobody could tell me about Beanie Man growing up. But the more I grow, is the more I learn. The more I learn, is the less respect I start having for Beanie Man and his career. You know, I think and the more, the older I get, is the more respect I start having for Bounty Killer and what he done for dancehall, and less respect I have for Beanie Man. Because I see where Bounty Killer is trying to uplift a lot of youths in dancehall, while Beanie Man is trying to put them down. Even the same Alkaline, a couple of years ago, he come on stage and he said, Alkaline said he's not performing for the Jamaican people. Mark you, Beanie Man never exchanged a word in English with Alkaline. That's what Alkaline said. So in Alkaline's opinion, Beanie Man never exchanged a word in English. So how can Beanie Man come up with something like that? We see where Beanie Man tried to hold on to the Gaza, like he was the one who was the creator of Gaza. Well, he said it in a song, if Vice Cartel wasn't the kind of person who lay back and make Bean Man try to run everything. You would hear today that Bean Man is the creator of Gaza. Is that what I say? So, Bean Man in an interview, Bean Man is suggesting that 6 DJs is not dancehall artists and instead rappers. It's been just a few days since Bean Man stopped by Anstage and Anstage to hear out his concern about the youths are of body. Let me get back to this. It's been just a few days since Bean Man stopped by Anstage to hear out his concern about the current state of dancehall and what the youths are offering to the genre, right? While promoting his new track with singer Jay and Turbulence title Hands Up, the veteran farmer King of Dancer stopped by Freeze for Real Live Radio during their Make We Reason session. During the interview, now, Bean Man dish out during the sit down with Winford Williams, but this time single out the dancehall artist new talent, Daddy One. Really? Him single out Daddy One, you know? Daddy One act like fire, mark you now. I'm not gonna say 5 years from now Daddy One is the artist thing, but right now Daddy One have some good song out there, good quality song out there. See what I say? They're doing a different genre of dancehall that's called chop dancehall. If you don't like it, you just don't like it. Don't listen to it. Make time. You're being a man, you're an artist. So make the kind of music where the people can relate to. The kind of music you was making in early 2090s. You see what I say? And stop complaining and be a big mumalashi. Because I be fighting the older generation is fighting the younger generation instead of showing them the way and said this is the correct way to do this and this is the correct way to do that. They're not doing that. These nowadays artists are, those old time artists are not doing that. They're not embracing the new art, the newer artists. So the newer artists don't even have no respect for majority of the older artists, because the newer artists don't get nothing but fight from the older artists. And I want to see a better dancehall, you know what I'm saying? I want dancehall music to grow. I want dancehall music to be the best music in the world, even though in my mind it's already the best music in the world. But when I say best music in the world, I mean best selling music, streaming, all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So thank everybody for listening. Comment, share, tell a friend to tell a friend. State of Dancehall, I'm your host, Mercenary. I'm out.